The temperature's dropping. 10 minutes ago, the sky was coppery blue and there was a heavy heat over the meadow. Everything felt curved, like being under a vast glass dome, all near noises swallowed up in the heat while an overwhelming chorus of insects droned. I've been sitting on the tiny footbridge, watching water bugs skating on the still, small pool, thinking about Henry. Today isn't a Henry day. The next one is 22 days away. It is now much cooler. Henry is puzzling to me. All my life, I have pretty much just accepted Henry as no big deal. That is, although Henry is a secret, and therefore automatically fascinating, Henry is also some kind of miracle. And just recently it started to dawn on me that most girls don't have a Henry, or if they do, they've all been pretty quiet about it. There's a wind coming. The tall grass is rippling, and I close my eyes so it sounds like the sea, which I have never seen except on TV. When I open them, the sky is yellow and then green. Henry says he comes from the future. When I was little, I didn't see any problem with that. I didn't have any idea what it might mean. Now I wonder if it means that the future is a place, or like a place, that I could go to, that is, go to in some way other than just getting older. I wonder if Henry could take me to the future. The woods are black, and the trees bend over and whip to the side and bow down. The insect hum is gone, and the wind is smoothing everything. The grass is flat, and the trees are creaking and groaning. I am afraid of the future. It seems to be a big box waiting for me. Henry says he knows me in the future. Huge black clouds are moving up from behind the trees. They come up so suddenly that I laugh. They are like puppets, and everything is swirling toward me, and there is a long, low peal of thunder. I am suddenly aware of myself, standing thin and upright in a meadow where everything has flattened itself down, and so I lie down, hoping to be unnoticed by the storm which rolls up, and I am flat on my back, looking up when water begins to pour down from the sky. My clothes are soaked in an instant, and I suddenly feel that Henry is there, an incredible need for Henry to be there and to put his hands on me, even while it seems to me that Henry is the rain, and I am alone and wanting him.
Sunday, September 23rd, 1984.